Welcome to the Auspicious Wellness Optimal Wellness Podcast. Come on in, have a virtual seat at the table with us. It's time for our Monday morning drive time show, broadcasting live and in studio and living color with you here today. We don't do ordinary, but guess what? You know what I want to say. We endeavor to bring you an extraordinary experience because we believe the information that we want to give to you. We believe that information to be pertinent information. We want to deliver information to you that you can actually digest and that is meaningful. The Auspicious Wellness Experience is what we endeavor to give to you. My name is Debbie Smith Torrance, your host. I am a life and a health coach, a manufacturer in cannabinoid molecules, for short CBD, a personal protective equipment provider, an IT developer, and what I'm most passionate about, a wife and a mother. We are broadcasting live in studio on the Apple Podcast, Spotify, Google, Stitcher, iHeart, Pandora, Alexa, Podcast Addict, Podchaser, Deezer, Listen Note, Podbean, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Castro, and CastBox. And some of them that we don't know about on the Apple platform, but we're learning more and more every day. And so wherever you are in the world, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. It's time to dig in. Dive in, drill down, and guess what? We always, always want to be true to you. We always want to do that. We just want to give our listeners, you know, I'm so excited to be able to broadcast live, and we're being picked up in Ireland, also in France, in Europe. And I'm so excited that those places in Europe is picking us up. And so we're about to get into it today and dive in. And today, I'm so excited to be able to bring a wonderful coach to our program today. And her name is Heather McPherson. And Heather is a life coach, a health coach, a nutritionist, and a personal trainer. She works within so many areas of the body, which what we look at as optimal wellness, mind, body, spirit, soul, and wellness and health. We look at all of those different places to be able to give you balance and synergy in your life, to be able to bring to you what you need to do to be able to be your most healthy self. And that's the most important part. And so with that being said, I want to welcome Heather in. And Heather, welcome to the show. How are you doing this morning?
I'm good, Debbie. Thanks for having me.
Well, welcome, welcome. I'm so excited to do our show, that you're here to help us with our show today in terms of nutrition, wellness, mindfulness. I'm so excited about that. Also, along with stamina, cardiovascular health, all those different areas. I'm excited about that. If I just want to give you the floor, tell our audience a little bit about you. I'm so impressed about your story, and I don't want to tell this story. I want you to tell the story because it's a beautiful story. So if you would you just please share your story?
So I guess it started about 7 years ago. I've always been an active person in general, but one really cool thing I did was I started playing roller derby. And about 4 years in, although roller derby was very physical, I found out that it didn't do a whole lot of good at keeping me in shape.
Right.
So my husband and I actually had put on a few pounds, and he sort of spearheaded this weight loss journey that we started together, which was really cool.
Wow.
So I started, actually, the first thing I did was I went for personal training. Mm-hmm. And through that, working with different clients and that kind of thing, I've found health coaching and nutrition coaching. and then life coaching. And so we built on all of these different things. And here I am with more self-confidence and self-esteem than I ever imagined that I would have. So it's been kind of cool figuring all these different things out about myself. And how I can help others do the same thing.
Wow. That's something, because what I want our audience to understand is that you were able to accomplish something. You and your husband together, you were able to accomplish something, and you were not only able to accomplish it, but master it, because you've been able to lose the weight, keep the weight off. And that's important. And not only that, but go the extra mile and also challenge yourself to a new skill set. As you develop skill sets that were unbeknownst to you, you were able to challenge yourself to bring that from the subconscious mind to the subconscious mind, to then in turn create a career goal and self-improvement and helping others to create and have self-improvement for themselves. That is beautiful, Heather. And it should be acknowledged. And I just wanted to acknowledge that because that's exactly what
you
did. That's what you did. With that being said, what is one of the, you know, I know that everybody is different and they're not the same. No situation is the same when we're coaching. But what is it that you're most passionate about in your coaching? What is one of the things that you're most passionate about?
I think the thing I'm most passionate about is making sure that people lose the word diet from their vocabulary.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. A diet for me is very restrictive.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to be the one telling you not to have pizza or French fries. Mm-hmm. We're going to go have those together. And I mean, it's fun, right? So, but yeah, I think it's helping people figure out that it's not good food versus bad food. Mm-hmm. Food is food, and we're going to figure out what works best for our bodies and build our lifestyle around that.
Right. And so what we're saying as health coaches, we don't want, first thing is when you use the word diet, you're already self-sabotaging yourself. And the way that you're self-sabotaging yourself is because you say, oh, I'm on a diet. And then when you lose the weight, you're off the diet. Or say the New Year's rolls around and I'm on a New Year's resolution and I'm going to lose weight. I'm going on this diet. But then after the diet is over, or 3 weeks in, you lose your interest and then you're back to square one and you're not really helping yourself. Then you're on the yo-yo diet. And so what we're saying and what Heather was saying, if you just treat yourself to a lifestyle change rather than a diet and say, this is going to be a lifestyle change for me. This is going to be a lifelong practice of me learning to eat healthy, be nutrition, and at the same time, learn to move my body, learn to be able to stay healthy with movement, with my body. These are things that's going to help me with longevity and health in the long run. And this is what we're wanting you to look at. How important this is for the long run and over time. And so those are the things that's most important in health and life coaching, to be aware, to bring awareness, for you to bring awareness about you and who you are and what makes you and what works best for you. That's important as a health coach, and it's specific to you, the client, not one program that's not specific to anybody, but it's for everybody. That's not what we're about. We're about what specifically works for you, what helps you, not everybody, not something that's across the board, because there's never, ever, like she said, anything across the board, because nobody's body is the same. And with that being said, Heather, I know that you like working with middle-aged women, and that's a passion for you. Can you explain why you like working with middle-aged women and what you help them do? Because I'm so proud of that purpose that you have. Go ahead, Heather.
I think why I'm drawn to that demographic, I think, is because it's me.
Right.
you know, I started really on this journey 7 years ago. So late 30s, really. But just, I think as middle-aged women, we tend to get lost.
Yep.
We lose ourselves. And we're so focused on our family and children and jobs and keeping the houses straight, keeping the laundry done, and we forget about ourselves.
We do.
So helping other women to recognize that we're just as important as everything else going on in our lives is really important to me.
Well, and you're absolutely right about that. Once we really realize that you are the compass, you're the compass, C-O-M-P-A-S-S, you're the compass that makes it all work, that helps to keep it all together. But at the same time, the main part of the compass is you. And so if you're not healthy, everything around you won't be healthy. It's a known study. It's an actual study that women become sickest the most is because they ignore their bodies and their needs and take care of everyone else when they have a family. But we lose ourselves. Like Heather's saying, we lose ourselves. So how do we keep ourselves? How do we stay in tune? How do we evolve? How do we get to a point that we're getting better in life? We're not just existing in life. A lot of times we choose to exist because we make it about everything and everyone but us. But then the things that we need the most, we forget about. And so you have to make time for you. You got to take the time. Am I right, Heather? What is that like when telling a client to make the time and take the time for them? What is that like for them?
It's very difficult, actually. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It can take a few weeks sometimes for them to actually recognize that it's okay to do that.
Yes, it is.
Even just, you know, I'm going to go get a manicure. Well, that's an hour, you know, depending on where you have to go and, you know, getting there, getting back, getting it done. And, you know, a lot of people think they don't have the time to do that.
Right. And then sometimes, you know, it could be about getting together with a group of friends and saying, hey, why don't we hire a someone to come out and take care of us one day a week? One day a week, whether it's nails, facial, I don't care what, if you're in a rural area and you got four or five friends, each of you, all of you guys pitch in and say, you know, this is what we're going to do, is be able to do this. And if it's not about, if you can't get that, take time to reflect on a drive to getting where you got to go. Take time for some special, that this is your special treat. Stop off, eat, go get your nails done, you know, keep your little stash together. What we're saying is take time and dig in and tune into you, because it's easy to forget about who you are. It's easy to look in the mirror one day and say, I don't recognize me. I remember the time when I used to do this and I used to look like this and blah, 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 blah. Just because we get older doesn't mean we can't become more beautiful. We can become more beautiful in our own self. We can become, we evolve as women. We're flowers. We do evolve. And in order for us to continue to evolve, we got to continue to water ourselves. And so that's part of what we have to do. And, you know, what, Heather, so you're saying that it's difficult. We're just giving you a day in the life and trying to give you some insight and to help you, all listeners today. And so let's talk about something personal. Do you find that women feel like the one more thing when it's time to go to bed at night and be with their husbands, their mate, whatever, what have you, when it's time that they just feel like there is just not even possible to, even to get to that point anymore? Do you hear that more often than none? What's your thought on that?
Yeah, I can definitely see that. You have so many things that you're doing, and if you don't have the energy to get everything else done throughout the day, where am I going to have the energy to do that? As much as I might want to.
Exactly.
It's definitely trying to find that balance.
And so what we're trying to do is point out some things and about balance and synergy in relationships, because you do want to, you know, take care of your significant other. They want to take care of you. You want to make sure they go on the ride of their life. Okay, so how do you get to that? You get to that by having balance. And that's what we teach you. That's what we want you to focus on, balance, so that you can become your best you. you can become your best self. Everybody needs love. Everybody needs to be touched. We're all adults here. This is not content for children. Everyone needs to be touched. Everyone has desires. Everyone wants to feel needed and wanted in life. And you should feel guilty. If someone wants to have, you know, make love every single day of the week, well, that's unrealistic. But once, twice a week or something like that in our busy lives, there's nothing wrong with that. But, you know, we need to know, and your mate needs to know, how to make this work. How do we make it work? Well, we make it work by the husband, the other wife, the other husband, helping with the kids, helping get everything done. This is date night. Make it a special night. Make it anticipated. Make it a night where, you know, boy, we're going to have some fun tonight. I bet you he'll be, or she'll be, or they'll be doing just as much to get the house settled as you are, then more, because they want what they want. You know what I'm saying? So,
yep.
So make it about the two of you, not just about the one of you. You know what you want? How you going to get it? Let's get it. And tease them all day long. It's a good thing. There's nothing wrong with that. And so, I mean, life.
You anticipation know, never hurt anybody.
I know that's, ain't that right, Heather? So, no, that never hurt anyone. So what we're saying is that changes in life don't have to be just so boring and so bogged down. It's okay to say, I need help. It's okay to say, I'm not the superwoman. It's okay to say, I'm not the superman. But the most important thing is for you to acknowledge that, hey, look, I need some help. I need this. To acknowledge what you need out of life and what's going to make you happy so you can make everybody else happy. Even if you are the man or the woman or the man and the man or the woman and the woman. It's not specific to any certain thing. It's specific to what you need in life. That's what we're saying to you and how to get to it. And that's how where we come in at is we show you how to get to what you need, how to create balance in your life, how to create mindfulness, be becoming more mindful of what you want, who you are, what you need in life. Because if you're not able to speak and say these things, or even if you're not even able to understand how to get to that, is you have to start somewhere. And so we're saying, just by all means, start, please. And if you need more help, we're always here for you. And we'll explain to you how later in the show how to get in touch with either one of us. But that's what we're saying to you is that, Heather, which one of the processes are you most passionate about? Are you most passionate about life coaching, health coaching, nutrition, or personal training? Or how does that flow for you?
I would say that the health and nutrition is my biggest passion.
Oh, yes. Okay.
And I think that the life coaching and the personal training just adds to that.
It does, because they work all together.
Yeah. I think if you can figure out what food works for you, what's giving you energy, what's not giving you energy, and then you can tweak those habits and your mindset, from the health perspective, it will all start to come together from there.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And you know something? It's so, I just have to commend you, because what you did is you literally found a way to help people within the systems of their body. That is really what you did. And once we're able to help you with the coaching, then we can explain the benefit as you're going. And sometimes people, if you go on I'm going on a diet. Well, why are you going on a diet? Because I want to lose weight. Okay, well, why do you want to lose weight? Well, because I want to look good. Well, why do you want to look good? And we never hear them say 90% of the time it's because I want to look good. It's never about I want to be healthy. And that should be the number one reason why you want to lose weight, is because you want to be healthy. Because it's not about how you look to, it's not about how you look to everybody else. It's about how you feel about you. If you feel good about you, then you're going to feel good about everything else. And so I was talking to Heather, and Heather was telling me when she was actually doing roller derby, she didn't feel good about herself, but everybody else did. Heather, can you share that story?
I always had a lot of people come up to me, mm-hmm. and they would say, you're always so confident, or they would say, I'm scared to come ask you a question. And it was because they thought I was so confident. And I guess I scared people. But I would tell them, you know, you can ask me anything and just come talk to me. And inside, every time they would say these things to me, I'm like, if you guys only knew, like, this is the whole fake it till you make it act going on. Mm-hmm. There was no confidence there. It was, we're just going to portray it on the outside and get where we need to be. And then towards the end of my career, I guess, of roller derby is when I figured out that, you know, I've got to fix this. Exactly. I want to be this confident person that everyone keeps coming up and saying that I am.
Oh yes. Because when you come into your own, it's a whole nother story. It's a whole nother set of skill sets that start happening for you, and you start to deal with. It's an awakening for you. It's a whole new understanding about how you operate in life, or not mm-hmm. just your, you know, not just about your life is you're living, okay? You're not just going through life. A lot of people feel like, you know, I'm just existing and I'm just going through life. I remember one day I asked somebody, what happened to you? And they said, life happened. I said, what do you mean life happened? Everything that's in life that goes wrong, that's what happened. And this person I felt so sorry for, because they were just a mirror of who they used to be. And so that's the type of clients that Heather helps to bring back forth, to find out who this new person is and what this person wants and how to get to it and how to have a mindset that changes from the negative perception of themselves to a much more positive perception of who they really are. That's what we do in health coaching and life coaching. We help you to get to the best you. We help you with self-development and to understand and tap into that. And sometimes we don't always know how to get there. And it's okay to now acknowledge that you don't know how to get there. The most important thing is to know that you do want to get there. And how do I get there? That's the most important thing, you know, that is important. And one of the reasons why I have so much respect for Heather is because she cares about the physical side, the mental side, and the health, the side of health. Because if you don't have your health, you don't have anything. Heather, what are some of the, so we know about the systems of the body, but which are the ones that are most, that really you get most, you're most drive from by helping other people to understand why it's important to understand this system in their body or within the form of help that you give to people? What's the most important couple of systems in the body that you help people to recognize what they do and why it's important to do what they do, what you're doing to help the systems be healthy? What would those systems be?
I'm sorry, you cut out on me. What's the most important?
No.
I know.
I'm sorry. What are the most important systems in the body that you want people to be in tune with in their physical health? What is that?
Okay. I would say the digestion system. Digestive?
Okay.
Yeah. No one really recognizes, I don't think, that digestion starts in your mouth.
That's right.
Everybody hears digestion and they immediately think their stomach. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But it all starts when you start thinking about food. And you're cooking that food and you're smelling it and your mouth starts watering. And that's actually the enzymes getting ready to start breaking the food down. That's the first step of digestion.
That's right.
So if we can figure out how to pay attention to what we're eating, pay attention to who we are when we're eating it, and maybe put the phone down and turn the TV off and enjoy our food.
That's right.
Then we'll start to have a better overall experience just with eating.
Exactly.
And I love food. So
yeah. You know, I'm going to tell you guys, you know, once you learn to master healthy food habits, That's why we tell you don't self-sabotage and say a diet. Once you learn to master healthy eating habits, it's never the same. You know what I'm saying? You there's a process that says I've come this far. I'm not willing to go backwards. This doesn't work for me. Or you may say, okay, I'm going to do it today, but I know I can't do this tomorrow and the next day and the next day. I'm not going to tell myself I can never have this. I'm just going to have it in moderation based on what works for my body. And once we learn, once we teach you how to eat like that, there's a whole, you'll understand something totally different. The things that you used to be able to do, when you start being able to do them again, when you start being able to be more active again, when you start sleeping better at night, when you start having a better attitude, when you start to be, you know, find this new you, you want to keep it. You don't want to lose that person. And you'll fight to keep it. And that's what we help you to do. We teach you how to fight to stay healthy. Okay? And that's the most, at the top of the mind, fighting to stay healthy. I'm going to go over some systems in the body. Heather touched on a few systems in the body. I'm going to go over some very important systems in the body for you to understand. If we break this down, it may be get real to you. And that's what we're trying to do. The circulatory system, cardiovascular system, this system is responsible for circulating blood around the heart, your arteries, veins, and oxygens, delivering oxygens and nutrients to organs and cells and carrying the waste products away, and also keeping the body temperature in a safe range. So when the doctor talks to you about cholesterol and you just keep on, well, you're setting yourself up for heart disease. That's what you're setting yourself up for. So if you're not practicing eating healthy and cutting down on foods that lead to high cholesterol, and then you go in there and you're a 10, and you really need to be around a 5, and you go in there and you're a 10, well, what do you think you're doing to your body? You're killing yourself. You're killing yourself, okay? So say, for instance, the digestive system, and Heather said it starts in the mouth, and it does start in the mouth, okay? And is a system. This system literally absorbs nutrients and removes waste via the gastrointestinal tract. And this includes, like she said, the mouth, your esophagus, your stomach, intestines, and this eliminates waste away from the body. So what would happen if your body couldn't eliminate waste? Okay, next thing you know, your kidney's going bad, then you're on dialysis. That's a reality. Is that your reality? Is what you need to tell yourself. Then our endocrine system, it influences the function of the body using hormones. And so a lot of times people wonder, you know what, I'm tripping, I don't know what's wrong with me. One minute I'm happy, one minute I'm crying. Those are your hormones. A lot of times people say, I'm having all these hot flashes. Those are your hormones. And if you learn to eat right, you won't be having those hormones. Am I right, Heather?
Oh, yeah.
You won't be having those hot flashes. But you're having them all over the place because you're not eating right. And your body's like, oh, yeah, I'm going to fix you. Take this and that and this and that, too. And next thing you know, you're sweating. You're having night sweats. You're hot, mad all the time. So that's part of it.
We're going to heat this food up for you.
Yeah, we're going to heat you up, but good. So, and then we have our exocrine system, and that's part for your skin, your hair, nails, sweat, and other exocrine glands. And glands are very important to your body. And then we have our immune system and lymphatic system, and that defends the body against pathogens that may harm the body and part of immunosurveillance for the body. And that's a whole nother something. I'll tell you about that later. Not right now, not today, okay? And we also have our muscular system, and this enables the body to move using muscles. But what do you think would happen if your brain didn't work in order for your body to be able to connect with the brain to move a muscle? Think about that. You got to think about all of these things. So it's not just how one thing affects, everything affects everything. It's not just one thing, it's everything. And we hope that we're saying enough to you to say, hey, look, you know what? I got to get it together. I'm not going to see myself like this. Oh, no. And then we have our renal system and our urinary system. This system where the kidney filters blood to produce urine also to get rid of waste, okay? A lot of times you hear people say, oh, they're going into renal failure. Everything's shutting down. Then we have our nervous system collects, and this system also collects and processes information via the senses, then the nerves, then the brains to tell the muscles how to move. So what will happen if your brain won't work with your muscles anymore because you're in a wheelchair, because you're starting to lose functions in the body, because you're not taking care of your body? So all of this is cause and effect. It's cause and effect. And what happens when this woman or this man gets ready to want to have children, but they've been drinking at the bars for 15 years, and this special person comes along, you want to get married, and you just mess everything up in your reproductive system from really, really bad habits and not eating healthy and consuming too much alcohol or all these other things that you shouldn't be doing, or recreational drugs. You never know. You just can't keep treating your body any kind of way and expect for your body to be healthy. And then we have a respiratory system, and this system is responsible for bringing air into the lungs and oxygen and removing carbon dioxide from your system. And that's keeping your body clean, like your filtration system, that's your respiratory system. Then we have our skeletal system, and it maintains the bones, maintains the structure of the body and its organs. You know, like say your rib cage, it literally protects your lungs, and those are bones. So you got to think about all these different things and how they work, how the bones and the joints work together to be able to make movement in your body. And so if you're not eating right, then your bones start to corrode and they start to get brittle. And next thing you know is that you're falling and you're breaking stuff and you're getting a hip replacement. You know, you get a knee replacement. You're getting everything replaced. You turn to a bionic person because you're not eating healthy and you didn't take care of your body in most cases. But this is the reason why you want to work with somebody that's well-rounded and they can understand how to help you stay healthy in movement, nutrition. They're able to help you to, you know, be able to be clear about those things. And so that's the reason why I have so much respect for Heather. Really, really and truly, Heather. Heather, what is the one thing, information that you want to give out that you feel is pertinent in any of this, the one thing that you would say that you want people to be a huge takeaway for them today that they need to be mindful of?
I would say to take the word diet out of your vocabulary.
Yes, ma'am. And what do they replace that with?
Lifestyle.
Heck yeah. Okay, so.
Yeah, it's not a diet.
Right.
It's got to be the way you're going to live going forward. Mm-hmm. And it looks different for everybody. So what's cool about that is you get to make it what you want it to be.
Exactly. Exactly. And so that's one. And then also, what is that? One of your favorite words?
Affirmation.
Yes.
They're wonderful.
And so that's,
they're wonderful.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so that's going to be your go-to. That's going to be your go-to, your emotional support and your encouragement to help you get to these places. And if you don't get to these places, then you got to ask yourself, where's my breakdown? And that's where we come in, okay? And that's the process of affirming and helping you with self-affirmation. I can never say that word. Or being affirming, to be affirmed. And that's really, really important because that's a really powerful process, okay? And if you can master this, it's the practice of positive thinking and self-empowerment, okay? It's a positive mental attitude that you will, and it's only a matter of when. Those are your three W's. I will not do this for me. That's your other thing you want to put in there, okay? And then it's only a matter of when, okay? And you're going to learn how once we give you the techniques and the fundamentals of how to do it. How, when, where, what. Those are the things that we're going to play with to help you to become your best self, okay? And to be able to understand the 42 positive affirmations, because there's 42 positive affirmations that you must master. You should master. It's 42 of them. And that's part of our process as well, 42. And so these are the things that we coach within and being positive, okay? and how to be mindful of your best self, how to get everything you do is cause and effect. Every single thing you do, you say, every action in life is cause and effect. And if we can teach you how to tie cause and effect into a lifestyle change, then that's your mindfulness is right there, okay? And the practice of affirmation is also there. What do you think about that, Heather?
Yeah, definitely. You've got to pay attention, one, to how you're talking to yourself.
Exactly. Do you?
Our mind pays very close attention to what it hears.
Yeah.
So, I used to think that affirmations were things that were not true, and we were trying to make them true.
It's the other way around.
What I figured out was they are true. We just don't believe them yet.
That's the belief system.
So,
and helping people to tap into their belief system is huge. So if you're driving down the street and you're saying, I'm going to fail this test, then you're probably going to go in there and fail the test. But if you're driving down the street and you tell yourself, you know what? I'm not taking no for an answer. I remember everything I studied last night. I've been on this. I'm going over all these key points in my head. I'm saying all these words in my head. I'm going to pass this test and I'm going to do well. You go in there, you answer question after question. Before you know it, you're at the end of the question. I remember this to be true. I remember when I had to take my driver's license test, the written test. And I kept telling myself, that I was going to pass this test, and I studied on the test. And then when I got there, when I was sitting in the chair, I kept repeating things that I knew from before when I had taken the test the first time and I failed it. So then the second time I took the test, I went in there. No, I took the test the first time and I passed the test. But when I went in there, it was something I didn't have. So they told me, okay, be back in 30 days and you don't have to take the test. It was a piece of identification I didn't have. So they told me, get it and come back. So I didn't go back in the 30 days because it took me a little longer. So when I went back, I picked the book up. I read through it real quick, the stuff that I knew that I was stuck on from before. And I picked it up and I read it. And then I was in the waiting area just waiting and saying these things in my head. When I got there to sit down and take the test, because you do it on a computer, I was answering the question so fast that when it came time, it said, you're all done. And I was ready to answer more questions. It said, you're all done. You pass. The computer was done and I passed. But I'm saying, if you stay in positive affirmations and you believe in them, if you believe in yourself, when you say about affirmations, you have to ask yourself, do I believe in myself or don't I? That's the big question. Do you believe in yourself? Do you believe that you are human, living, breathing, or you are breathing, you're a human being? Do you believe that you are? So if you believe that you are, why can't you believe that anything is possible and you can achieve anything if you put your mind to it? That's part of the process.
Exactly.
That's it, isn't it, Heather? Isn't that it?
It is.
That's
it. It is.
That's part of what we teach you. We don't sew all these guru type things and cult things. No, we work off of basic psychology. You know, we're not psychologists and psychiatrists. We're none of those. But what we do is we help you with your thought processes and help you to understand them and tap into them, which are basic human functions of reality, of how we live as human beings and what we do as human beings. So if you go through life beating yourself up and saying, oh, I'm fat, I'm no good, I'm disgusting, then you're going to feel like that through life. But if you wake up one morning and say, I'm about to kick fat in the ass, then you're going to kick fat in the ass and you're going to lose weight. That's what's going to happen. You're going to make up your mind one way or another. You're going to lose weight and you're going to change. You're going to have a lifestyle change. And you're going to seek out people that can help you with it, how to help you with positive thoughts, positive affirmations instead of the negative side. And then the people that counted you out, they're the same people that you're going to see on the way up and they're on the way down. It always works like that, because my husband always tells me everybody has a season. God always says everybody has a season. No one has a right to feel like they're a supreme being, because no one is God. There's only one God. And that is so true. You cannot feel as if you'll never have a rainy day. You can never feel that you're on top of the world, you're going to stay on top of the world. But what you can feel like is that you're going to stay in your purpose. No one has the right to make you feel as if you're worthless or you're not able to accomplish. Because what you have to realize is when people do that to you, it's something about you that those people are afraid of. And so that's the reason why they need to keep beating you up and bullying you. But inside you, you feel like you're worthless, but you keep getting up. You keep waking up. You keep sitting in the seat. You keep eating. You keep drinking. You keep trying to go to work. You keep trying to drive the car. You keep trying to do all the stuff that's going to keep you moving through life. If you could do that, then you can go the rest of the way. What do you think, Heather?
I think you're exactly right.
Mm-hmm. And so
everyone wants to do well. Not everyone wants to see everyone else do well.
Exactly. And you're going to encounter that many scenarios in life. You will encounter that, and you got to learn how to rise above it. Sometimes people mm-hmm. see something in you you don't see in yourself. And if you don't believe in you, you cannot expect anyone else to believe in you. You know, I was watching this program, and it's a true story about this boy. He had the most beautiful voice. He was a little bit overweight, and they wanted this other boy to do the acting and singing as if this boy was the one really singing. And this boy was on a farm somewhere. They sent him away. It was almost being inhuman the way he was treated. And so this one lady met him and saw a beautiful side to him. And they rent and they helped him escape the farm, and they talked him into going on the show to sing. And his voice was so beautiful that people couldn't believe his voice was coming out. And he finally was able to use his words and his voice and not be denied. And that's what you have to do. Use your words. Use your voice. Do not be denied of what you want in life. As long as you're not hurting anyone, if you're not breaking the law, do not be afraid to move forward in life. And so that's what we're here for, how to help you get to the next step, how to help you move forward. We're not here to guide you through life your whole life long, but we are here to help you, you know, and that's one of the most important things, helping you get through what you don't feel you can get through, helping you understand what practices you need to have in place that are going to help you self-promote who you are, of getting who you are to the next level. Heather, what's one of the hardest things that you encounter of dealing with, I'll say one of, because every case is not the same, but what's one of, without saying any names or anything like that, what is one of the hardest things that you have had to work with to help someone with a breakthrough? What is it?
That I've had to go through personally?
No, to help someone with so our audience can understand what it's like for someone trying to get through. Like, what was one of the hardest things that you had to do, you know, what was one of the hardest things, not you yourself, but a client, without saying any names or anything or being too specific, what's one of the mm-hmm. hardest breakthroughs that you have ever had to do and see them get their wings and fly?
Everyone comes to me essentially because they want to lose weight.
Okay.
As they start doing that, they figure out this confidence that they didn't have. And to get through to all of that, they really have to find that they are a priority, that it's okay to do things for yourself, that it's okay to ask for help. That's really one of the biggest steps for many of my clients, is to even make that decision to say, I need help and I want you to do it, because they don't even feel that they are important enough to do that.
Yes. So what we want you to do, and it's not about us, it's about you. What we want you to do is look in the mirror and tell yourself, I do count, I do matter. I've got something I'm trying to work through. and I'm going to get whatever I need to help me work through this because you matter. I want you to look in the mirror and whatever it is about you that is a headache for you, to tell yourself, this is the last day I'm dealing with you on this level. Now it's about me. I'm not going to be overcome about what I don't like. I'm about to be joyous about what I'm about to do for me to get rid of what shouldn't be here or what I know I can have this breakthrough in. This should be today, hopefully, listening to this session today, to this episode, we hope this becomes an aha moment for somebody somewhere in the world. Because a lot of people have things that they're struggling with. Lord knows people are dealing with so much more in this changing climate of everything that's going on in the world and all the different issues. And so everybody's having something that they are dealing with one way or another. But the most beautiful part of it is when you get your breakthrough. Because when a person gets their breakthrough, the mental transformation is something beautiful to see. To see someone transform from being broken to someone transforming to that which is greater in a whole brand new belief system, and they get their wings and fly. You just never know what the next step in life is. And so you have to be strong when people beat you down, when people team up on you, when people bully you, when people plot on what they're going to do to you. Mentally, when you walk into a room or it's a joke, it's the butt of jokes, those are people in that room you don't need to be around. Stop going in that room. Go in another room. Find another set of friends. Work on you. Work on your transformation process, because you don't need to have people, you don't need to have people validate you. When they really don't want to validate you, they want to destroy how you feel and they want to continue to beat you up because that makes them feel good. I went through a lot of that in my life, and then one day I just decided it's New Year's Eve. I'm not taking it anymore. I'm not dealing with it anymore. This is a brand new year, and I'm going to move on with life. And ever since I decided to make that decision in life, my life has been so much more beautiful. My life has been fulfilled. I've had so many transformational things happen in my life all within a short period of time. It's because you have to decide when enough is enough and when you're going to get what you need. What do you think about that, Heather?
I agree completely. We spend so much of our life worried about what other people are thinking and what they're saying and what they're doing and comparing ourselves to them. And like you said earlier, we're all at different seasons in our lives. You know, there may be a coach out there who's got, 300 clients, and then there's another coach that only has 2 clients. And, all of those in between, we're all at different points in our life, and we all just need to live our best life. Exactly. At the end of the day, just live your best life.
And try, a lot of times people, they don't want to bring people forward. They don't want to, I got here and I'm not helping you. I'm not this, I'm not that. Just because you may hear that doesn't mean that's the end all be all. Keep going. Never stop. Never stop working on your dreams, because nobody else is going to believe in you if you don't believe in yourself. And it's okay to get help if you need it. It's okay to have people to talk to when you need it, or for people to be brutally honest with you and not tell you what you want to hear, but tell you what you need to hear and what's most important to get you on your way to where you want to go. What do you want to have? You want to have people telling you what you want to hear and not really being, and it not really having any positive effect in your life? Or would you rather have people that are going to lift you up, push you forward, show you how to open up the door, and you're going to be the one to walk through the door on your own because you have the tools, the necessary tools and the skill set to walk through the door, but not only walk through the door, walk on your brand new journey. So that's what's most important, being on the journey in life of self-improvement. You being on a journey of mindfulness, being on a journey of cause and effect. And this is what we're here talking about today. You know, Heather, what's your thought? What do you think? Heather, can you hear me?
Oh, you cut out on that last part.
I said, what is it that, what advice would you have for someone that, what is your advice to someone that really needs to, for self, you know, for self-improvement? They have it, but they just don't believe it. What's your advice?
To take that first step.
You go, girl. That's what I'm talking about.
It's, you know, we all need help. And that doesn't make us weak. It doesn't make us a bad person, or, you know, that we don't know what we're doing. We all need help. Take that first step and ask for it.
And you know what? In the world, we want you to listen to this. Believe it or not, the biggest percentage of coaches, health coaches, life coaches, and nutritionists became that because of their own personal journey. Am I right or not, Heather?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's how they got there and said, oh, my God, and the aha moment came. Whether you were planning to be on that journey or not, but you were on it. And the humanized side of you came out to say, I can help other people. I can help somebody else. I know how I felt. I know what I was dealing with. I remember one time I looked at someone, I'll never, ever forget this. And I asked someone, and this was a doctor. And I asked this doctor, I said, and I had so much respect for this person. I said, what do you think about health coaching? You know, I think that this is something I want to do. And they said, well, no, you can go somewhere and spend 45 minutes to become a health coach. And I just looked at the person because that's, and just pay some money and next thing you know, you're a health coach. And I looked and I said, well, that $7,000 course don't look like that to me, $6,000 and change. It don't look like that to me. And that other $10,000 for the next leg don't look like that to me. But because I had so much, and this person gave me the dirtiest look, and because I had so much respect for that person, I couldn't believe what I was seeing in the way that that person looked at me as if I was beneath them and I was less than any human on the earth for even thinking that way, that I could do something. I could actually try to become a health coach or a life coach. And that was my moment of affirmation right there. And I said, you know what? I'm going to do this. I almost died. I've learned so much about nutrients. I've learned so much about eating healthy. I've learned so much about flavonoids. I've learned so much about immune health, foods that help with immune health, macronutrients, micronutrients. I've learned so much. This is before I even became a health coach. I went on a journey so that I could become well. And so what I'm saying is that no one else can validate who you are. I don't care who they are. They cannot validate you. Only person can validate you is God. And I'm a believer. And I'll say that again. No one else can validate you. And a lot of times people are going through stuff in their life and they just don't want you to get to the next level because they might be falling down. And they never want anyone to know that this is what's really happening to me or going on with me, but I can put my foot on your neck. Never, ever give up on what you believe in to be true to you. You always have to be true to you because if you don't, no one else will. And so that's my testimony for today. Heather, you got one? I know you do. I'm going to let you close with your testimony.
With my what?
Testimony. Do you have a progressive testimony that you could give to our listeners to encourage them to go to the next level in life? Do you have a testimony? Give us a testimony. I just gave a testimony. Can you give me a testimony for our for our listeners to be able to help them go to the next level in life? Because something maybe at a time when you were down or you went to somebody for advice you had great respect for or your great breakthrough. Can you, anything like that that you want to share? Can you give us something?
You know, you put me on the spot.
Well, just anything. Hmm. I mean, you know, not because, you know, I gave that testimony about, you know, asking someone for advice about the health coaching and they just treated me so bad when I brought it up. And so a lot of times people will, you know, sometimes people go to someone in a very, I'll just, you know, they'll go to someone in a very vulnerable way, and they're in a true, honest, and open way. Have you ever had that happen to you? And if you had to listen to that person, it wouldn't be part of your process of who you are today?
I'm sure that I've had something happen in that regard, not specifically to health, though.
Well, you know, what is it?
But it happening, you know, gets me guided in the direction that I'm in. So I think everything happens for a reason and the way that it should. And that's what put me here right now talking to you.
Exactly. Because, you know, when, you know, Heather and I are from the same, we're from the same place in terms of health and life coaching. We went to the same school. And it wasn't, you know, we went to the same school. And so that's how we actually really met, because of that. And so now along in our journey, here we are on a podcast, and we're talking. And that's about getting to that which is greater. And both of us really have our businesses going in different ways, but they're our businesses. And so that's something in itself for the listeners to really listen to. You know, I was sick. That was my thing. I was in ICU. Her thing is that she wasn't happy with where she was as a, you know, doing roller derby and how she really looked, and she wanted to lose weight and she wanted to be more confident. And look at where she is today. She's literally helping others. And that's what we want to get you to the point of being able to be recognized as being able to help yourself, get your breakthrough. And if the time comes, to be able to help others in a constructive way. And that's what today's session and our episode is all about. And I'm just so excited. Heather, I can't thank you enough for coming on. It means the world to me. And I want to know, how can people reach out to you and get in touch with you? How do they find you? What's the best way to find you? What's the name of your practice? And anything else you want to say?
Well, thank you, Debbie, for having me. I appreciate that.
No problem. Anytime.
And people can find me online. My website is heathermcoaching.com. And that's probably the quickest way to get in touch with me.
Okay. Heather, the name of the way to get in touch with Heather, if you want to coach with Heather, you can find her online on the mobile platform or the World Wide Web at heathermcoaching.com. Okay? That's Heather McPherson. If you'd like to coach with me, my name is Debbie Smith Torrens, and you can find me via my website, auspiciouswellness.com. And you just go in there and leave a message in the contact page, on the contact page, and I'll get it. And you want some coaching and you need help and you'd like me to get back to you. And that's how you can actually listen. And then also, if you need to listen to the podcast, you can go to auspiciouswellness.com, and there's a podcast channel there. It's Auspicious Wellness Podcast. And just go in there. It's in the navigation bar on the same website, and you can listen to all of our episodes in their entirety. This is our first season, and this is episode 5. So if you want to listen to this, or you want to download it, or you want to get it to some friends or someone special that you think it would be of value to them, then this is episode 5, okay? And it's called Coaching with Heather and Debbie. And that's what this episode is about, Coaching with Heather and Debbie. And that's what this one's going to be about, Life and Health Coaching, Heather and Debbie. That's going to be the name of it. This is episode 5, season 1. You'll be able to find us on Podcast Addicts, or say, for instance, if you can't find us on, like, so if you're not on all the different platforms, I'm going to tell you what platforms we're on. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, Pandora, Alexa. You can say, Alexa, can you turn on Auspicious Wellness, or can you turn on Deborah Smith Torrens, and you'll get us. Podcast Addict, Podchaser, Deezer, Listen Note, Podbean, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Castro, CastBox. And there's a lot of small podcast hosting channels that get their information from the Apple Podcasts that we're on that I don't know about, but learning little by little. If you are not on any of those platforms, you want to sign up for those platforms, you can also go to our website and bring us up there, and you'll be able to access all of the episodes there. And this one would be episode 5. So with that being said, you know what time it is. It's time for me to vacate the seat. It's time for me to get out of here. Love you guys. Thanks for tuning in. And guess what? I want you to drink a wonderful cup of inspiration and be inspired today to be the best you, who you could possibly be on your journey in life of self-improvement and remove the self-doubt. Because guess what? You are an extraordinary person. And this is an extraordinary experience, the Auspicious Wellness, Optimal Wellness Podcast. And with that being said, I'm out of here.